Hey guys, it's Sammy
and Robbie
back again to tell you about another upcoming con,
and we're super excited about this one.
It's another Indiana one. This one is Pop Con, Indie Pop Con to be exact, and it's going to be in Indianapolis again at the Convention Center,
Indiana Convention Center,
right in downtown Indianapolis. And Robbie will be there April 26th through the 28th.
Yes. We were just at the Indiana Comic-Con, so if you missed us, you get a chance to meet us again at PopCon.
Yes, well, at least Robbie.
At least me. Ashley will be there.
Oh, yeah, and Ashley will be there. That's an exciting thing.
Ashley will be there, so you get to meet a lot of us on the network.
Yeah, two-thirds.
Two-thirds of it, yes.
There you go. Yeah.
So if you're coming to the show, please stop by the Limitless Broadcasting booth. We're always excited to see you.
All right.
That's all I got.
Well, I guess we'll see you guys at the show.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
All it takes is faith and trust. Oh, and something I forgot. Dust. Just a little bit of pixie dust.
Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Sammy.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Shall we begin?
It's time to get things started on the most sensational, inspirational, celebrational, motivational show!
Welcome, Pixie Dusters. We're your favorite hosts. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Ashley. Welcome to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast featuring Dan.
Yay.
What's up?
It's like, is he going to say delayed. Something?
and guest starring Robbie.
Hello, everyone.
And of course, we are produced by Limitless Broadcasting.
Check out our social media after the show. We've got YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
And we have a new site coming.
When does this air? The end of March.
This
no,
airs,
mid almost
third,
end of
third
March.
Week of March.
Third week of March.
Well, it's going to take 10 weeks for us to.
So it might be not out
so
yet. Then. Okay.
Not yet.
Not yet.
But
okay.
Coming.
It's
well, we've
coming.
Been saying that for like a year. So
it's
you
coming.
Might not believe us, to be honest.
I know. We're full of broken promises. I'm sorry.
We are.
That's it.
Tears and broken okay. promises.
There's a lot of things we just are not good follow throughers on.
No, not at all. But we're not talking about that today. We are continuing our Marvel love.
We are the Marvels.
Yep, we are talking about the Marvels. So take it away, Sammy.
Yes. So this movie, if you don't know anything about it, I have like the world's shortest summary for you that I got from IMDb. Carol Danvers gets her powers entangled with those of Kamala Khan and Monica Rambeau, forcing them to work together to save the universe. There you go.
Yeah.
That's the whole summary.
Yeah, that is accurate.
That's
I mean,
it.
That's what happens, I guess. So yeah, there you go. This one had one tagline: higher, further, faster, together.
Okay.
I don't like it.
That goes accurate. Back to Ms. Marvel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So,
that's
yeah,
when she was
I
in
see
a,
that.
That's when she was a pilot.
Yeah. Okay. All right, gotcha.
That's Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
Yeah, I was like, wait, yeah. Was Ms. Marvel?
Captain Marvin.
We got a lot of Marvels going
There's
on.
So much Marvel happening. This is rated PG-13, and its genre is action, adventure, fantasy. The director is Nia DaCosta, and she's actually the first Black woman to direct a Marvel Studios movie.
Oh,
so, bravo. Cool. Good job to you, Nia. Being the first one. Of course, produced by Kevin Feige, because, you know, it's Marvel, so he's in everything. Nope. Bless you. Over there. Okay.
I turned the mic off so you didn't know, or hear.
I can see it, though.
I know you can see it.
You have a very, you're a very visual sneezer.
You know,
I'm the same way. I put my whole self into it.
So. I can't help it. It just happens. Anyway,
okay. I'm sorry. Writer, also Nia DaCosta. Megan McDonald, Alyssa Karasik. Yeah. I don't know. We're going to go with that. And just so you know, Megan McDonald was a story editor on the Marvel-based series WandaVision. So
that makes sense.
She was a writer
makes
on here.
Makes so much sense.
Yeah, I thought cool. That was fun, like a fun little fact. This movie came out in theaters November 10th, 2023. And its box office gross in the U.S. was $84.5 million. And its budget was estimated to be anywhere between $220 and $275 million.
Not quite the budget back.
Dollars. Worldwide, it made maybe about $220 million worldwide.
Not even the budget. That's terrible. But you know it's going to
get Ant-Man did bad, too. And we went over those numbers. So this is the second flop, really, for Marvel in 2023.
Flop in the box office. We don't know how it does on Disney Plus. It could get a lot of money.
Boxes are weird now.
It didn't make the money back at the box office, but it's not going to lose money the way the finances are in Hollywood. Yeah. The trickle-down effect.
And with it being on Disney Plus.
Disney Plus, it also has merchandise. It also has the stuff in the Disney parks. So you just...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Flop in the box office, but... Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Right. So this movie has a runtime of 1 hour and 45 minutes, and I believe they said this is the shortest Marvel movie.
Thank you.
It was pretty short.
No. It made me so happy.
Yeah. So it is the shortest.
Did you actually watch this one?
Yes, I loved it.
Okay.
Yes, we watched. Yes, everybody watched this one. So there you go. Our cast: we have Brie Larson returning as Carol Danvers, aka Captain Marvel. Tiana Paris as Monica Rambeau. Iman Vellani as Kamala Khan, aka Miss Marvel. Zoe Ashton is Dar Ben, who's the Kree leader. And Samuel L. Jackson is back as Nick Fury. And then, of course, you have like Kamala's family and everything, but it just started becoming.
It's all the same people.
It was like a lot of people, and I just was like, we got the point of who's in this movie. This is it. Okay. So we do have some trivia. So for the casting, Lashana Lynch, who plays Maria Rambeau, who's Monica's mother, is actually younger in real life than Tiana Paris, who plays the daughter. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I just thought that was interesting. You know.
Well, with all the time loopy,
it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, with all the time things. But I didn't know that. So I was like, oh, okay. Goose, who's Carol's pet Flurkin, the cat that's not a cat, is played by cats Nemo and Tango. I thought those were cute names. Aww. Yeah. And they replaced previous actors Reggie, Archie, Rizzo, and Gonzo, who were in Captain Marvel in 2019.
Rizzo and Gonzo.
They
that's
are
so cute.
The most adorable cat names. That's why I was like, we are going to mention this because are you kidding me?
Muppets.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Are those Muppet names?
Yes. Rizzo and Gonzo.
Oh, okay.
They're like the iconic pair.
No, I got
which
you.
One's I know Gonzo. Which one's Rizzo?
The rat.
Rizzo's the little rat who's always Rizzo following around.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You've seen Treasure Island Muppets, right?
Long time ago. Yeah, I know the character.
Okay, the rat.
Though.
That's
the rat.
With him.
Yeah.
That's Rizzo.
Mm-hmm. Rizzo the rat. Yeah. This is Samuel L. Jackson's 15th MCU project.
He just released a new series on Disney Plus, though.
Yeah, that's part of it's a project, not movie. This is project.
Yeah,
he's in that.
Yeah, I think it's intertwined in this world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. We're not discussing that because I forgot about it. So maybe next year.
Echo
or
something.
Secret Invasion.
No, Secret Invasion. That's it. Yeah.
Echo. We're talking about.
I forgot about that.
I kind of forgot about Secret Invasion. So we will eventually talk about Secret Invasion, but not this
next
time.
Next year, when maybe I'm
not this time. Yeah,
we'll see.
And
know about this next one.
Zoe Ashton, the actress who plays Dar Ben, is the fiance of Tom Hiddleston, who is Loki.
I didn't know he was dating anybody.
He is engaged. I did not know that either. Cool. Did you know that?
To who? Who is she?
You know the antagonist in the Marvels.
Okay.
The lady, the band. That's his fiance.
Okay. Maybe that's how she got the job.
Probably didn't hurt to get the job.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Or maybe they met through Marvel.
Maybe.
That could be. Don't know. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was fun. Yeah.
I did not know that.
So with the costumes, Brie Larson came to set wearing Crocs for rehearsal, and director Nia DaCosta decided they were perfect for Carol's lazy days on the ship. Do you remember we talked about that?
I was like, she's wearing Crocs.
She's just rocking some Crocs, yeah. On the commentary, VFX supervisor Tara DeMarco points out that Carol is wearing one of the bangles in the scene where the Khans move into Rambo's old place, and she asks Nia DaCosta if she knows where that leads, and apparently I have no idea is what Nia DaCosta said, and they laughed.
Because they have to say that.
Because they know. Obviously they know. But we were talking about the bangles, remember? And so she was wearing it at the end. I don't know
if you caught that. I didn't notice she was wearing that.
I did not
catch
it.
I didn't notice that.
No,
she was wearing one.
No, Kamala's wearing one, but
and then
Captain Marvel is wearing, Carol's wearing the second one at the end when they're moving.
Gotcha.
I didn't catch it.
I was wondering where the other one was.
Me too. And then I saw this and I was like, oh.
I wonder why she was wearing it.
Well, we don't know, and they don't want to tell us.
We'll know later.
Eventually.
I'm assuming it's going to go back to Ms. Marvel.
Don't know.
Who knows? We'll find out.
We don't know. They didn't share.
I like Ms. Marvel.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And character. We'll talk about the two end credit scenes, and then we'll just talk about the movie in general. So at the end, Ms. Marvel appears in Kate Bishop's apartment asking if she thought she was the only kid superhero in the world. I thought this was super cute because, Ms. Marvel is adorable.
Well, Kate's like, I'm 23.
I know. And then Kate's was like, I'm not a kid, you know. And then she tells Kate that she's putting together a team, which is a nod to the Young Avengers superhero group. Mm-hmm. So, dun dun dun.
I'm all for that one. Let's go.
So, we shall see.
Well, it's gonna. Bullseye, or where Kate Bishop's from, like her. Because what happened
Hawkeye.
Because of that's going to be delayed because of his accident, Jeremy Renner's accident.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately. Mm-hmm.
I saw an article though that said he's ready to start back up when they're ready to start him up. He's like, I'm ready to
he's
go.
He's really been training.
I know he's been doing a lot of physical therapy.
He wants to, and I'm all for it. Anything with Hawkeye? You know I'm in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll see.
That's your jam, huh?
Hawkeye? That is my jam.
She will watch Hawkeye without arguments, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Out of all the Marvel movies, why Hawkeye?
I don't know. There's just something about Hawkeye. I was never a Jeremy Renner fan. Like, I actually didn't like him because of SWAT. Because he's the antagonist in SWAT with...
You're right. Mm-hmm. With Samuel L. Jackson.
But... In the Avengers movie, the first Avengers movie, when they show him, there was just, I don't know if it's because of the bow and arrow. Like, I love bow and arrow. I don't know if it's because of his, he doesn't really have powers, but he's a superhero. I don't know if it's just how he's protective over everyone, that he's a family man. There's just so many different things that I'm just like, I love you.
There's a relatability about him that other characters don't necessarily like. Because you're right, he doesn't really have any superpowers. He's just a very skilled craftsman. It's kind of like Black Widow, like same deal. Like, you know, so, and he's just, I don't know, he's
I like him better than Black Widow.
But yeah, I'd say he's approachable. He's the type of person who's approachable. Yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah.
That could be it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just love him.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about Dan's favorite post-credit scene.
This is great.
You missed my reaction. Because I watched it for the first time while we were doing this. I didn't see it. I missed it.
So in this credits poster mid-credit scene, Kelsey Grammer is shown as the second
Beast.
X-Men film star to appear. So he comes back as Dr. Hank McCoy, aka Beast. Mm-hmm. And he references, like we talked about, Dr. Charles Xavier. And it's just great because he's in this alt universe now that Monica has wandered into.
The MCU goes into the X-Men.
Mm-hmm. This is how they're going to bring them together.
Yes.
And I'm excited about this. I love X-Men,
so I'm excited. Absolutely.
Yes.
I used to watch the three X-Men movies on loop in college.
I think the animation series, the original animation series of X-Men is the best.
I never watched the animation.
I grew up on that. It was very good.
I used to watch it on Saturday morning cartoons, but I was like that. Even it's on Disney Plus now. You can find it.
I was going to say, I think it's on Disney Plus.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's very good.
I need to watch that. We weren't really an X-Men family. Like, Travis and I didn't watch X-Men when growing up. Mm-hmm. We had other things we watched, like Scooby-Doo and some of the other mm-hmm. old goofy mm-hmm. ones, but I'd be interested in watching it.
Mm-hmm. I was very much an X-Men person growing. X-Men and Spider-Man were kind of my, you know.
I was more of an X-Men. I liked Wolverine, like his attitude of things and his just not care attitude.
I got a whole thing about Wolverine about why he's one of the best characters.
And what's that?
My thing, here's the thing. To your point about being not caring. See, I would disagree in the sense that Wolverine is aka Logan, aka wasn't it James, William James or whatever. His whole thing.
Right.
It's not that he's a tough guy. It's that he's a good person. Because everything you could possibly put a human being through to make them into an animal, he has absolutely been through. He has every reason in the world to be like Sabretooth, to be the monster, to be the villain. Mm-hmm. And every time he still chooses his humanity.
Right.
And so I agree really, with that. It's not the tough guy. It's the fact that he's still Logan. That's why the movie Logan was so powerful, is because that was his humanity. Like when you literally see the man versus the beast.
Right. What did you think of Sabretooth in the movies? It's the guy that plays Ray Donovan. He was kind of wary in Scream.
In terms of capturing his character, I thought he did a great job. Did not like the look. I prefer Triple H's look. Okay. I wish if they had Triple H's look with his character, I think it would have worked out a lot better.
Gotcha.
But that's just me being the cartoon purist. What,
Tyler Mayne was the first Sabretooth, and I'm glad they kind of transferred that. I mean, everybody thinks he was great in that movie, but and he was. But I liked,
he looked like Sabretooth.
Yeah, but I did like the actor who played the new Sabretooth.
Right.
He played Ray Donovan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't think of his name right now.
Yeah.
But that's to me, that's why Wolverine is one of the best characters, because it's like this the testament of mental and emotional endurance.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you excited for the new Deadpool movie? And
are you with Ryan Reynolds? Absolutely.
We're finally going to get Wolverine in the yellow outfit. And that's exactly what everybody's been clamoring for, is to see that. Mm-hmm. In all the X-Men movies, he's never been put in that outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why it's going to go.
Yeah.
And it's Deadpool, too.
Absolutely. And I'm curious how they're going to set up bringing Wolverine into the MCU, because I'm pretty sure Hugh Jackman is done. I mean, he was supposedly done with Logan, but I think he's like actually done. So I don't know if there's going to be a more than likely going to be somebody else playing Wolverine.
That's what I'm wondering, is how they're going to cross over, because Hugh Jackman has been playing Wolverine for so long.
He's in his 50s, for God's sake.
How are you going to, pass that torch on to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think they can do it, but I know they were, again.
And do you think the audience will allow it? Like, they'll come to it?
They're going to have to. No, I agree with you. As much as I love Wolverine, as much as I love Hugh Jackman, even I'm like, listen, we got to get somebody else.
I agree.
Exactly. At some point, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know somebody was hinting at, I don't know if this is going to be a thing, but in the movie, Deadpool movie, like Daniel Radcliffe was going to be a variant of Wolverine.
Really? That would be interesting.
Or like another Wolf, like an alternate universe Wolverine. I'm I could actually see that. Like if that's the version they bring into the MCU, I could see that.
That would be pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, aesthetically, he looks more like Wolverine, because Wolverine is a short dude in the comics.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He's like 5'3" in the comics.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
He has been playing Wolverine for 22 years.
22 years? Wow.
22 years.
Hollywood's been well to Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
He's more than earned the right to retire that character.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
Certainly.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Wow.
I mean, I really thought he'd be done after Logan. I mean, he made a pretty big deal about that. But I think he always kind of hinted, like, the only way I would come back is if I get to be in a movie with Deadpool, which now we're getting that.
Now we're getting it.
This article is 2 years back. He has been playing it since 2000, which is 24 years.
Okay. I was going to say, it's been longer than
that. 24 years. This is an old article. Yeah.
24 years. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So
absolutely nuts.
What did you guys think of Miss Marvels?
The Marvels.
The Marvels.
Well,
The Marvels.
Oh, Kamala. I just love her.
Well, I thought she was a good
precious
comic
I
relief.
Love Kamara.
I'm so glad she was in this to break up the tension between Monica and Carol.
Yes. Well, okay. You guys know I loved the Ms. Marvel series. Like, that was my jam last year when we talked about it. Oh my gosh. No, that was like perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a good series.
It was very young adult. It was very young adult Marvel, which is what I love.
That was kind of
good. No wonder she's a young Avengers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And just her, like, she got to her character, I feel, represented the rest of us who are like, oh, superheroes. Like,
I know, she's so cute.
Your favorite. Like, I would like how she reacted to Ms. Marvel or to Captain Marvel being in her house. She's like, she was here and I didn't get to meet her. Like, just devastation. Mm-hmm. And like, when she meets her, she's like, I can't believe I'm touching you. I'm like, that would be me if I met Hawkeye. Mm-hmm. Like, that would be us if we met our person. So she's this, I love how they brought in a character that is a superhero, but she's like, she's almost even more naive than Peter Parker. Like, Peter Parker was pretty excited when he met all these things, all these people. Mm-hmm. But she just, I don't know, there's something about her that
anger.
An innocence? Like pureness and innocence.
Yeah.
Right.
Pureness, innocence.
Right.
Love it. Yes. Mm-hmm. Love her.
And just like when they switched for the first time and Nick Fury's like, who the H are you?
the way he just stares like,
Nick Fury,
at her.
You're Nick Fury.
He's like,
I know.
Nick Fury.
Like, oh my gosh, hi. Is this an Avengers test? I'm just like, oh no, this is so cute. But I just love Samuel Jackson. Nick Fury just is like,
who are you?
Not just what is happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Oh my gosh. And her parents the whole time, she's like, what is happening? Are you lying to us again? She's like, I have no idea what's going on.
It was so funny. They're just
when Captain
so
Marvel,
hard on her.
When Captain Marvel is actually in a room for the first time and he's seeing all the signs or the pictures and everything.
Her face everywhere.
I'm in a stalker's room. That's what she had the face of. Like, I'm in a stalker's room.
Okay.
And Kamala's like, Captain Marvel broke my door? What? And poor poor Monica and all this, she's like, doesn't know what's happening. She's like, I don't want to see Monica or I don't want to see Carol. I'm getting the name.
I'm not ready for that.
I'm not ready for that. Like, all the things, it's like, oh, dear Lord, so many emotions.
About to.
So many things.
It was super awkward when they met on screen. They were like, well, it's like somebody scratched the record and was like, hey, how's it going?
And I loved when they're bouncing around, they had this in the trailer too, which I just die laughing every time I see it. When Kamala is with the cat, whatever
real
thing is.
Oh gosh.
And then he does the tentacle thing. And the way she screams and stares, I'm like, yep, that is a reasonable reaction to that. Thank you. Because that's what everybody would be doing. Oh my God. Like, yes, that is how you should react to this exact situation right now.
That is accurate.
And then she
like
brings
Kamala
it back
like
with her.
A real life reaction person for us.
Yes, I think that's why I like her so much.
All of us in one person.
Yes, this is how you react when you meet a superhero. When you see something like that happen, this is how you should be responding to the situation.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh my
god. Oh, that bouncing around, that whole thing
was so
great. Loved it.
Oh, and like she brought the cat back, and she's like,
yes, exactly. And she's just like, trying to explain it. And then
the evil people come out. It's like, why didn't you actually eat them?
I don't know. Does it actually eat things? It seems like it likes to just regurgitate everything it ingests. So I don't know. Yeah. I'm not really clear on how this whole thing works with it.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. I did notice something as I was watching this movie, and I want you guys' opinion. Is it me, or did Brie Larson's face and just self look... she kind of looked almost skeletal. Is it me, or did it look like she lost like a lot of weight?
Oh, she's...
She was very skinny.
Yeah, a ton of weight.
Definitely.
Super skinny.
She almost looks like something's wrong, like sickly.
Well,
I don't know.
That's the new thing in Hollywood, is to be very skinny.
Is that a thing again?
Is that a thing now?
Yeah.
Like the 90s?
Yeah. Like,
no, early 2000s.
Yeah. 50 Cent lost 40 pounds already, and he's super skinny.
I mean,
that takes a lot of effort, though, to be like...
No, he's more skinny now. You look at him and you're like...
But I feel like for him, though, it's probably more like that takes a lot of effort to be that buff with your diet and exercise.
I know why Kelly Clarkson did it. She did it because she's me. She's going through what I'm going through, pre-diabetes. So she wanted to make sure she didn't become diabetic. But really, that's a thing again? I thought we got out of that.
I haven't heard that, though. I thought
we have, like, accepted everyone is who they are.
I feel like it's less, not about skinny so much as, like, fitness. Like, I think that it's more like, you know, like how fitness was a big trend in the 80s? I feel like that's kind of coming back. Not so much like anorexic skinny, but like, I don't know. I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying it's like, that's, it's more focused on
I do like the old Brie Larson, though. Like, yeah, when she had a little bit of weight on her.
Yeah,
she looked
a little healthier.
So I agree with you on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but who knows? Maybe it was just her working out a lot.
It could be. I mean, I haven't really heard the whole thing about Super Skinny coming back in Hollywood. So.
I know you have to be very physically fit to be in the Marvel movies.
Like, oh, yeah.
It's in your contract.
Different. Yeah.
But this is to another level. So I agree with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Apparently, she does have a movie called Lessons in Chemistry that has something to do with her needing to look a certain way.
Yeah. So maybe she lost weight for another part.
It's on Apple.
That's why. So she lost weight because of a different part. So she just looked skinnier because of that. Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it looks like that's what it's saying in this. I was hoping because I'm like, I hope she's not sick. I hope she's not.
I haven't heard anything about that.
Like, we didn't know about Chadwick until he passed. Like, you never know.
Yeah,
they might not be getting under wraps anymore. It's like, because how she looked, like how her face looked, I've seen in friends and family and people who have cancer and have lost weight because of radiation and chemo and stuff. So like that was like my first thought. I'm like, oh, please don't tell me. Please don't tell me. But it looks like it has something to do with Lessons in Chemistry. She has to be a certain way for that. So
okay.
Yeah, it's an Apple movie.
Annoys me.
I bet you didn't even know that.
Nobody knows what's on Apple.
I don't do Apple.
Nobody knows.
Yeah, I have an Apple phone, but I don't do Apple.
That's the problem with Apple. They have more money than most Hollywood studios, and they make mediocre content.
They make mediocre technology, too, but that's a whole other thing.
That's another story.
Apple has not been Apple since Steve Jobs.
And I agree with that. I love my Mac Mini and my iPad that I just got.
Look, it's convenient to have everything in-house, and you can share everything from device to device. That's the only thing about Apple that's convenient.
Really, because I love my Apple.
I mean, granted, I have a freaking iPhone, but still.
I have an Apple
Pencil.
Dan's
such a poser.
I am a poser.
I hated Android when I had Android.
I was almost going to get an Android, but I heard so many bad stories about it. I was just like, all right, I'll bite the bullet.
I can't figure it out. Like,
I know. He has no idea how to use
it. I don't know how to use Sammy's phone. I'm just like, I'm an Apple person.
He's just like, you just do it. I don't know what to do with this.
I'd rather have Apple.
Because I thought about switching.
Because my Microsoft used to, or my Dell or whatever crashed on me before, in less than a year. And I didn't have anything on it but schoolwork.
You remember the Windows phones?
Yes, I do remember the Windows phones.
I forgot that was a thing.
Windows. I thought about switching to the Google phone.
I've heard good things about those.
Because I've heard good things about it. And it has a lot more photography features on it that I like.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't, I'm stuck with this until at least, let's see here, when did I get it? I got it at summer of 2022. I'm stuck with it at least until next summer. Because I did the 3-year, I have to keep it for 3 years.
I just got a new one.
The 15.
I got the 15 boy.
Oh, with the titanium?
Yeah. But it's been 3 years. Like, I was at iPhone 11.
Yeah, mine'll be 3 years when I can get a new one. Because I did the whole trade-in where they paid for this, except for the tax. But I have to keep it for 3 years to keep the contract sort of deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like I did a trade in or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I got it for free practically, except I think I had to pay $100.
I don't like adding things to our phone bill.
I don't have it. It's $0 on my phone bill. Like
That's
I don't pay
good.
For it through my phone bill.
That's great.
Like I only pay for my phone line right now. Like I pay for my line that my mom needs me to pay for.
Who are you with?
Verizon.
I was going to say, it should be Verizon.
I'm still on my family plan.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
No, that's the only reason I didn't add it later, because I didn't like to add more expense to our phone plan. And I was like, I'll just keep it.
Yeah. Yeah, I only pay for my phone line and my Verizon has better coverage, insurance coverage on their phone than Apple does. So I have Verizon's coverage.
Mm-hmm.
So what were you going to say, Dan? What were you going to say? You were going to say something.
When?
I don't know.
Well, we were talking about computers and stuff, and it had nothing to do with phones.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
No, sure, I was just, we were talking about Apple versus Windows. I was like, when it comes to MacBooks, I had a MacBook for like, I don't know. Well, it was a 2008 MacBook, but I got it in 2011. And then by 2015, it was unusable. Versus the Dell Inspiron I got in 2016. And it's, aside from some wear and tear, just as good as when I first got it.
The only thing I would say that Apple does is it's great for video editing and motion picture production.
Agreed.
And that's why I'm an Apple fan, is because I like to produce high quality content.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, mine does do what Apple can do, but it's definitely not as user-friendly as working on an Apple.
Mm-hmm. And I think they design it for that purpose.
Yeah.
So
probably. I was told when I started getting into Apple, Apple was more for creators, for photography, for videography, for that sort of stuff. And that's what I like. That's what I did. So
Apple's
I needed
for creators, PCs more for gaming and tech people.
Yeah. Right. Because Brett was a gamer. He doesn't do, he was a PC gamer for a very long time, and he had a Windows or whatever different PC for that.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of getting into gaming, so I'm thinking about going into a bigger PC computer. But
I've been on a Mac for so long, I have a hard time working a PC. Mm-hmm.
It's definitely an adjustment.
I'm just like, how do I do this again?
Yeah.
So my laptop for work is a PC. So I go back and forth every day. So I can I can move between the two very, very easily.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad I have both skills. It's actually pretty good. But we need to get back to the Marvels.
Yeah.
I feel
always
like
off topic.
Yeah. We went a little further off topic than not normal. That's normal. But anyways. So we talked about the transition switching scene. Mm-hmm. Where did Darben come from? Was she in a Marvel movie that I did not notice?
Yeah, she was in Captain Marvel. The first Captain Marvel. Everything spawns off from.
Was she in Captain it?
Yeah,
she, people.
No, she was in it.
Okay.
I don't remember her being in it.
That's why she was like, I witnessed her destroy this.
Well, I thought they just kind of shoehorned her in there for the one scene. I don't remember her actually being in Captain Marvel.
The Marvels really spawns from Captain Marvel. If you did not see that movie,
I know that, and I've
you're
seen
kinda
that
like,
movie.
That makes
what's
a lot of sense because I didn't see Captain Marvel either.
I haven't
so
seen
a
Captain
lot of,
Marvel.
I mean, I enjoy the movie. Like, the movie was cute, but I was like, I feel like there's a lot I should know, but I don't.
Right. And if you miss that, you're like,
at least they did like a little montage, you know?
Right.
Right.
In there.
She's not even in the top cast. Like,
she's not in
she
the first
was
one.
Not
I don't think.
In the first one.
I read they
I've
were
seen the first one.
And I think I had read somewhere they were thinking about making the Kree leader a man, and then they ended up going with the woman instead. So I don't think
I think they shoehorned her in.
I think the
in.
People were in there, but I don't
the
think she was
were,
in there.
Yes. All of the story with talking about like her destroying the intelligence and stuff like that. That is from Captain Marvel. I saw that. But Darben is not
maybe
anywhere
they just
in it.
Did
they
it for this.
Yeah, I think
yeah,
she's in a
she
character.
Her in.
She's in a
made
she's
it look like she was
new.
In there.
Mm-hmm.
No, that could very well be.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
No, it is. She's not even on the list. I'm looking at the list. She's not on
oh,
here.
She didn't meet Loki until later, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Right?
I haven't met Tom Hiddleston yet.
Yeah.
He was
because
just in Megacon.
The other one, she was,
I told them that already. We did a whole thing.
Yeah,
about
we did talk about Megacon. I think that she probably was just some soldier that has, like, I think her backstory is she's probably just some soldier that was there. And then she rose up because everyone else was killed.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll buy that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, like Jude Law. Jude Law was the main villain in that one. And
right.
Intelligence and all the things. So. Ronan
the Accuser.
Yeah. But anyways, Darben was interesting. I thought, especially that she had a hammer. That was funny to me.
It reminds me of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes. She was a Guardian feel.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like the first one when he had that big hammer, it's the guy from Halt and Catch Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I kept referring to.
I want to know everyone's opinion of the singing planet.
Oh my gosh.
Oh
that was
man.
So weird.
super
I'm going to be honest. Yeah. I was kind of in and out of this movie. I was kind of zoning in and out like you were with Loki. I was on my phone a few times. So I was looking at something and then I looked up and it was like right in the middle of when they were all singing. And I was like, what is happening right now?
Nobody knows.
It was so I had to like go back and like get explained like, oh yeah, no, their language is song. Like, okay, apparently that's where we are now.
Yeah. And to find out she's a princess, that was
pretty
crazy.
Funny. I liked that hat she had to wear at the beginning. That was pretty great.
Like jellyfish thing.
Yeah.
It was a marriage of convenience. And then you see the prince and I'm like, convenience. All right.
Sure, Carol. All right,
Marvel. Sure.
Sure, Carol. Whatever you say.
Mm-hmm. He was a good looking prince.
He was.
He kind of gave me, the whole thing kind of gave me Aladdin vibes.
That's what I kept thinking too. I was like, it's Aladdin. Yeah. Me too.
This is like Aladdin meets Bollywood meets K-pop. It was like,
goodness.
That is a good description of it.
Yes.
It made me sad that they just left. The prince. Your husband's dead.
Did he die? Yeah.
I'm assuming so because all the water was.
I thought they took him to another. He went to Asgard.
The Skrull. That was the Skrull.
Okay.
That was the green
that's
people.
The ones they loaded up into the...
They didn't do that for this one.
Mm-mm. Okay.
They just left.
Okay. I'm hoping it didn't destroy the planet. I'm hoping it just took all the water.
Hopefully,
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Poor Prince.
I don't know what happened.
Well, I guess she's not married anymore.
Maybe not.
Yeah, she's widowed.
She has.
Oh, poor Marvel. Yeah, I thought that was very interesting, the whole singing. And I'm like, are we in a Disney animation now?
Apparently. Well,
I think this movie was more entertaining than I thought it was going to be. I think the dynamic between all of them was a good fit.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me want to watch it. Like, I didn't think it dragged.
No, it didn't drag. It was just, it was definitely a different mindset. Like, coming from the...
Regular
not gritty,
MCU.
But the more regular kind of serious-ish MCU, we had to kind of flip to like, okay, this is actually going to be a lot more silly, a lot more playful, still taking it seriously, but with a very different approach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But once I realized that, I was like, you know, this movie, this is really sweet. I like this.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty certain their characters will all be back. Especially, isn't WandaVision going to get another?
Mm-mm.
No, that's done.
No,
I think it's a movie now.
My understanding was WandaVision is a one-time thing.
But
it was a one-time season.
Anything else?
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, Scarlet Witch is doing whatever she's doing, but they're not going to do
sure
more WandaVision.
Be back at some point,
but I think they're all going to come back for the Kang War.
Well, except there's not going to be a Kang War anymore.
We don't know. There's not going to be.
I mean, the character will still be there.
Will be there.
Yes.
Do you think they're going to replace him?
Oh, absolutely.
Read they were going to just do a new villain.
That's terrible. Is terrible.
That's what I read when I was looking at stuff last night, was they said the working theory right now is that Disney will just or Marvel will just have a new villain.
Well, okay,
to replace
so it's a
Ken.
Theory. We don't know for sure yet.
I mean, who knows what the... Yeah, exactly. Because like you said, they were supposed to do the Avengers, the Kang Dynasty. So
right. And that was him being the final like act. That I was ready for that war.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was, and I understand what's going on with the actor, but he was a good choice for it.
He was a very good choice. And that's the thing, is I understand why they're replacing the storyline, because I don't see how anyone could play him the way he did.
That's
right.
Like,
he did
now.
Such an amazing job.
Right.
Yeah.
And I agree with that. Or maybe they should just give it some time. People in Hollywood, not saying this is right, but they have small memories. And people bounce back.
People in Hollywood do, yes, but the general public does not.
Mm-hmm.
True. Especially when it has to do with domestic violence right now.
Exactly.
But I wonder how many people know what happened.
I mean, the Chris Brown thing happened like how many years ago? People still talk about it.
Yeah, that's true.
But he still has a career, though.
True.
He does.
But in the public eye, he's not exactly like, you know.
Well, and here's the thing we're also working with. We're working with a company. We are working with Disney. And Disney is very, very specific about the type of actors and the type of reputations that are in their stuff. Even if it's not a Disney labeled thing.
Disney has put the stamp on Marvel. So everybody knows.
But I know. know, but I'm saying, like, even though Marvel doesn't have the Disney logo next to it, it's still a Disney thing.
Yeah.
So any sort of bad, like a bad reputation that's like legally bad reputation, you're not going to see him again. Like,
and I mean, like, I did mean, you notice?
Look at Johnny Depp. Even though he's been exonerated and it wasn't him who was the bad one, he is still not back because of the reputation.
And now did you notice too? Pirates.
They're going to replace him in Pirates.
Well, yeah, they've been talking about that. We know.
But Johnny Depp doesn't have to work anymore. He's cool.
He doesn't.
He's got so much. Hold on, the man
is 75% scarves anyway. So it's like, you know.
What were you going to say?
Anyways, I was going to say, we watched Loki Assembled. Did you notice how they really just kind of skirted by the actor? In the Assembled, they didn't really talk to the actor. Everybody got interviews, right?
Right.
Who's included in it, but not the actor who actually played Kang timely. Like, they just kind of were like, he's there. They're talking about the character, but they just kind of didn't do an interview with him.
Because they were really probably told him. Not to.
Yeah, or they cut him. I don't know when the Assembled came out. I'm not sure which, but they're already kind of like,
so Dan, I feel like you can answer this question. Who would you want to see as another villain then? Who could live up to the Kang dynasty? Who would be good?
I mean, I'm not that versed in like epic Marvel villains, but I mean, the only one that comes to mind, which we kind of got, was the Mandarin.
Okay.
Which is not actually the Mandarin, but like, what's his actual name in the series? Like, the Mandarin was just a title, but his actual character was like the Seven Rings or whatever.
Yeah.
That's the only one that, as far as the comic books that I'm familiar with, that comes to mind.
Okay.
But I'm really not as versed in Marvel villains.
I
knew nothing about Kane the Conqueror until now, so.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I'm looking through articles and stuff about this. So there's Screen Rant has done a couple different articles. One, 10 actors who could replace Jonathan Majors. Mm-hmm. Oddly enough, John Boyega's on the list. And
John Boyega, who's that? Who's John Boyega? What?
Finn, Star Wars.
Finn in Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
He's not going to know.
He could replace him. I guess he could.
I don't know if he could, but that's one that they said. And then they put Will Smith on the list.
Because he had a superhero movie, which was a good movie. I could see John Boyega. He wouldn't be as good, but I think he would do a good job.
Yeah. And then some of the villains they said could replace Khan is, let's see here.
Dang.
Dr. Doom they have on a list. They have Red Skull on a list because he's now free of his curse.
He hasn't even been introduced to the MCU.
I don't think they can. Red Skull? Red
Skull is Captain America. He was the very first.
Oh, I forgot about that. Good Lord. That was so long ago.
That actually would be kind of cool to see him come back. Like a full-on villain.
Let's see here. There's a Fantastic Four villain called Nihilus. I don't know. Mm. I don't know if we've really had him, though. Let's see here. There was another one. I already said Dr. Doom. But there's some people thinking like maybe this person or maybe this person, but
we don't know what they're going to do.
We don't know what they're going to do, if they're going to replace him or if they're going to do something else.
Isn't that going to mess up Loki though? They did all this time and everything like that. And then they're just going to, doesn't matter.
We're not doing this story anymore.
I
don't know. That's the question.
So even Loki, here's the
thing. Sometimes we have to.
Well, that's probably why they wrote Loki the way he did, because like there's really one now that he's like the center of the universe or whatever. There's really like, I don't feel like Kang is much of a threat, or He Who Remains is much of a threat anymore.
Ooh,
I was thinking that too. Like the way Loki ended, he's sitting in the middle of the, and Loki's supposed to be in Thor, the new Thor movie.
Right.
How are they going to get him back together? Like, how is Thor going to meet up with Loki if he's sitting in the middle of the universe?
Loki's just going to project himself the whole time.
We kind of talked about that. We were trying to figure that out too.
Don't know. Mm-mm.
We have no clue.
Mm-mm.
So, There's just so many questions.
So this article is saying their number one theory, their best theory on who could replace Khan is Guga Mbath Ra and be a female variation of him.
Who's that?
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, Renslayer.
They want Renslayer to replace him.
Renslayer. Okay.
And be a variant.
Who's Renslayer? Mm-hmm.
Renslayer. She's
Renslayer from Loki.
Oh, okay.
The second in command.
Yeah,
that could be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is their number one theory on Screen Rant.
That she could take over Kang
and be
female variant of Kang or Kang or whatever.
That could work.
That could it work.
Possibly could.
And
she's a very good actress.
Yeah.
Because some of these other people they have on this list, like Reggie Jean Page, who played the Lord in Bridgerton the first season. They had him. I'm like, I feel like I could see him as a villain, but okay. Caleb McLaughlin, I don't know who that is. Somebody from Stranger Things, apparently. Jeffrey Wright, who's been in Casino Royale, Westworld, The Batman. Lankith Stanfield. Don't know who he is. Wait, yes, I do. He directed Shang-Chi and Legend of the Ten Rings. Wait.
Okay.
No, sorry. He worked with the actor, the director. Yaha Abdul-Mateen, who's in the DCU right now. Who is a villain in Aquaman?
Okay.
And then John David Washington. I don't know who this person is either. So it's a bunch of names I don't know, other than Will Smith and John Boyega.
Okay.
Gotcha. Cool. I do like the variant idea. I think that's about.
That's a good plan.
I think that's the best.
Probably the best way to make it work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To have scrap everything you have to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Just for take over it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we got off track from Marvels because Kang has nothing to do with Marvel. Or from the Marvels.
He actually wasn't in this one.
It does.
He wasn't.
But if Brie Olsen and all of them are going to come back, they're going to have to fight Kang.
But this is like...
But it does involve alternate realities too. So it's like, it all ties together.
That's,
Yeah, so I did not see Monica being the one to sacrifice herself. I thought it was going to be Captain Marvel.
I think that was better, though.
It was better. It was
because
much better.
Because everybody thinks Captain Marvel will do it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, because if you guys remember when Endgame, everyone was speculating that during Endgame that Captain Marvel was going to be the one to destroy Thanos. Mm-hmm. And it ended up being Iron Man. Like, it's always that misdirect of everyone thinking Captain Marvel and... Mm-hmm. And
with the snap, that was the best thing. Marvel will never be able to redo that, get that lightning in a bottle anymore. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why I said they should have ended at Endgame. Everything got wrapped up.
I actually agree with that.
Wrapped up. Like, we didn't need all of this.
No, we didn't.
I like some of this that's come out, but I mean, we've had so many years of it. Move on.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this question. Do you think there's superhero fatigue when it comes to movies?
There's been superhero fatigue since Endgame.
Okay.
That's why the box offices mm-hmm. are not going well.
And that's
DC
why they're
not doing well. Box office for Marvel's not doing well. It's because everyone is fatigued and done.
Well, if they would come out with it sparingly.
Yes.
I think they would be a different, but there's this show and that show and all these shows,
I look at it as just mindless entertainment at this point. Like, here's a fun little popcorn thing we can do, but it's not like world ending. I mean, the MCU defined the entire decade of the 2010s.
Yes.
Match that with that. Mm-hmm. And moving on from that, it's like, it's all just kind of flimsy and wobbly and like some of it's good, but it's really not the caliber that it was.
Robert Downey Jr. was like, I am Iron Man and snapped. I agree with you. They should have ended it.
Done. He saved the universe. He passed. It started with him. It should have ended with him.
Oh, I agree. Mm-hmm. 100%. 100%.
Some, yeah. like, Hollywood just doesn't know, or, well, let me rephrase that. Disney just doesn't know when to stop. And they've been this way for years.
Well, no,
Disney
has been Hollywood this way that.
Since we... I would say Hollywood. Yeah, I would say Hollywood. Hollywood.
Yeah, it's true.
Anything but, that's going to make money, they're going to do.
Yes.
Right.
Which is just annoying, because it's just not good. Like, I feel like we're getting away, and we've always been slightly getting away from this, but the more technology we get, the more I feel like our media is just watered down, because it's not actually like we don't put the effort into it that we used to back when media started. Mm-hmm. It's just
look at the media landscape right now.
Yeah.
There's so many media companies laying off people. The Guardian has just went out of business. I'm sure you guys don't know anything about this.
I didn't know that.
But so many media companies are laying off people. I mean, look at, there's like an apocalypse in the media industry.
There really is.
I mean,
every other week there's some small startup company that just disappears after like a year.
Right.
So.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
So.
But anyway. I just remember that like after, for the, like, there was like a 2 or 3 year period where I was applying to like job after job after job with these little companies, and then he wouldn't hear back, and then they disappear.
Right.
And then like a month later be, hey, guess what? We're hiring. It's like, no.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I agree.
But
so
it's Hollywood, it's fear. Like, technology is a part of it, but I think at the end of the day it's fear.
Well, it's a built in fan base. That's what they're trying to do. Like, oh, we're putting out $250 million. First of all, they need to bring their production budget down.
Mm-hmm.
To actually start making money on these features. Streaming is another thing they need to work out. It's just, they do these pictures for the built-in audience.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a big thing now. It's like I was watching some different stuff on different social media stuff that I follow. And they were like, if you want to be any type of creative, you also have to be an entrepreneur, and you really have to have a built-in audience already. I'm like, well, that's discouraging. I got none of that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's why you see us at the shows. That's why you see us doing this and that and the other.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need that audience exposure to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Ugh.
Metaphorically, I'm just some guy in an alley.
Some guy in an alley.
Yeah, I'm literally just some guy in an alley. That's what I am.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's too funny.
That is funny. So final thoughts?
Yes.
Oh, and Marvel.
Some Marvel?
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're actually discussing, right?
Well, we've stayed in the Marvel realm. So even though we trailed off, we did stay in our thing. I give it a 8 out of 10. Because I love it.
That's respectable.
It's shorter than all the other Marvel movies, which means it's going to keep a good pace, which it did, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. You have a bunch of different types of characters. You have some serious, you have some comedic, you have just it's better, in my opinion, a well-made Marvel movie that gives you a little bit more than just or the same thing, just flatline.
Yeah.
What would you give it?
I would say an 8's fair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dan, are you?
I give it a 7.
I would give it a 5.
A 5?
I mean, there's so much. I mean, I like it. It's entertaining. But again, it's not what we're used to in the MCU.
I liked that it was different, too.
I mean, there's the budget, the production budget. I mean, there's just a lot of things I can nitpick at it. But for sake of this, I'm going to go with a 5. Where's Marvin when I need him, right?
Marvin would give it a 0.
He would be like, I want
Marvin
this.
Marvin hates everything.
I want this to be
his friend
3.
Marvin is like, it's
on the partner complex.
Thing. Yeah.
So if you haven't checked out that show, definitely check it out on our network.
But he does film work and all that too. And Marvin literally hates everything. It cracks me up listening to him.
Like, the score can be differently. There's just a lot of things I notice that you probably
well,
a lot
you're
of
gonna
you.
Grade it, you're going to grade it differently than me because I'm coming from a story point of view and plot line. You're coming from the visuals and the technique and all the things. So,
yeah.
That's
maybe
exactly why.
Like between the two different things, it's like a good, it's like a 6.5.
But be honest with you, I was entertained with it. Like when Sammy popped it on, I was like, okay. Okay, because there's so much negative feedback about this movie. Oh, it wasn't this, or oh, it's not that.
Yeah.
And we just kind of glossed over it.
I don't listen to any of that.
And because people hate Brie Larson.
That's it.
Yeah.
Why do they hate Brie Larson? Like, is there something I don't know in Hollywood that she did?
I hear she's hard to work with. I've heard that as well. But there was like a whole, I think it was intentional, like a built in, there was, when the first Captain Marvel came out, there was like this built-in little culture war that I think was really just advertising because it got people talking about it. But it was like, oh yeah, this is the you know greatest thing to happen for female leads, and all the men can step aside. Like it was a lot of that, like
right.
Mm-hmm. You know, well, that was, it was also during the Me Too unit. It came out during the Me Too.
Thing. So there was a lot of like backlash against that, and so she kind of got a bad rap because of that.
And but this movie dumb. Didn't get the promotion that it needed because of the strike too.
Right.
The strike ended the day before it went into previews.
Yeah.
We were kind of the last ones to jump on Black Panther as well.
Mm. It took us a while to watch.
I mean, we heard the hype and everything, we were just like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But then
I watched it as soon as I was able
we
to
actually
stream
watched it.
It,
we were like, oh man, this is so so good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we can understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But and like, so the whole thing about like hard to work with, I feel like sometimes people just say that when they don't like somebody, because I was just listening to, so I heard that about, I'm going off topic, but I'm heard that about Shannon Doherty.
Doherty,
Charmed for years.
That's a whole thing.
Well, and she just came out with a podcast with Holly Combs a part of it.
Yes.
And they're like, yeah, that wasn't it. It was actually Alyssa Milano treated her and wanted the spotlight, and Shannon was doing better. And all the
panel at MegaCon. They talked about this in MegaCon.
The three of them, Rose McGowan, Shannon.
I saw the video.
Yes. Yeah. The three of them were together, and Alyssa was also at MegaCon and did her own separate panel.
She That tells you who the main girl really is in that. Yeah.
So I didn't know she was at MegaCon.
They were all at MegaCon, but they were not together.
They didn't do a video together. Mm-mm. Yeah. So it's one of those things that now I'm like, anything that they say about actors and how they are or whatever, I'm like, I'm going to take it with a grain of salt, because you are really just, none of it's real. It's all just what you want people to think. It's not
perception is reality, especially in Hollywood.
And the fact is, Hollywood needs to check themselves.
Yeah. At the end of the day, we don't know these people. We don't know these actors. We've never met them. We're never going to meet them, more than likely. So it's like, if maybe they're great to work with, maybe they're terrible to work with. We don't know.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I follow a lot of football stuff because I love football. Well, now because I follow all this football stuff, I've been getting so much Taylor Swift stuff, which, again, I like her music, but I don't need all this other crap. and the crap that I've been seeing on social media is there's literal podcasts of women who are Swifties and men who are trying to like decipher everything she does. Like they know her. And I'm like, guys, don't actually know her.
That's crazy.
Like, what are you doing with your lives? Like you're wasting your lives trying to figure out her when she's not actually your friend. She is a celebrity who just wants your money.
Yes.
I'm not sure which is worse, that or the conspiracy theorists that say Taylor Swift is working for the devil.
Everyone says that certain people are working for the devil.
Here we go.
Well, that's Avril. Avril was cloned.
Apparently there's multiple people in Hollywood.
Why are you always gotta downplay me like that?
Because you're crazy.
I'm look at them. They brought it up. I didn't do that.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
Yeah.
I gave up on conspiracy theories a long time ago.
I think they're all dumb.
They are. Gotcha. I knew they were dumb back then, but I still had fun with them. Now I just don't like them at all.
They tick me off.
Because the people who believe them are just, really? Really? You're really going to believe this? You're really, you're looking for things that aren't there. I mean, I can make everyone believe a conspiracy theory right now. You see this coffee mug, it's face downward like this, and downward is a reference to the underworld, and the underworld is, see where I'm going? Like, you can make anything and end into anything. Like, watch out, bro, this is gonna blow your mind.
Isn't there Illuminati symbol? Everybody, I don't know.
There's Illuminati. Everything's a triangle.
The triangle. That's right.
Anytime you see a triangle, you know what that is. We all know what that is, bro. This is gonna blow your mind. Stay clear. You know, like, comment, and subscribe. And they play that weird Stranger Things music. That
Well, the ones I see too.
Like, oh my gosh.
The ones I see too, like when I'm scrolling, is the Disney conspiracy theories or the Disney theories when it comes to things. And
Well, Walt is still very much on ice, of course, obviously.
Oh, no, like, just that and the cartoon theories, and I'm just like,
they're like, we know. They're trying to brainwash your kids. They're all trying to brainwash your kids. You know, dark spirits enter your house through the television. That's how they work. They work on electromagnetic waves.
I love it.
Wasn't that an Angel episode with the puppets, right? That's what they did?
Yes.
That was the thing on Angel, yeah.
Yeah, there was.
That's what Disney does.
Angel. Yeah. That is pretty funny. Gosh.
That was a great episode.
Love me some Angel and Buffy and anything Joss Whedon.
Yep. Good old Joss Whedon.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's our next, maybe not next year, but the year after, we do an off summer and just do a summer of Joss.
Just all the Whedonverse. I would love to talk about that.
Buffy and Angel.
That would be cool.
Mm-hmm. That'd be, I say 2026.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. I think we already have 2025 kind of figured out.
Do we? I don't know what we're doing.
Or maybe we don't.
I don't think so.
I don't remember.
Well, I don't think we're that far ahead this time.
I know we have a list.
We do have a list started. But
when does this episode come out?
The third week in March. What would you like to announce?
I'm trying to figure out which.
So we'll be at Spook Gala the first weekend of April.
Maybe
there's something else. PopCon's not until the end of April.
Uh-huh. What else are we?
I know. Oh,
is this Indiana Comic Con?
This is Indiana Comic Con.
Indiana Comic Con.
Robbie will be at the Indiana Comic Con, I think.
For like a day.
March 22nd to the 24th is the Indiana Comic Con.
Robbie will be there various people.
So.
Not me.
Oh, yeah. So that would be this. Yeah. It would be this coming weekend from the date.
So go to the Indiana Comic Con and meet Robbie.
And we'll be there.
Hey, Ashley will be there on Saturday.
James will be there as well.
Make sure you take a picture with Michael and Ghostface. They'll be happy to meet you.
She seems thrilled.
They travel everywhere, so they will be there.
And then Spookala is the next one right after that.
Which I will be at the whole weekend. Very excited. So,
I wonder if Brett would notice if I just disappear for a weekend.
He probably wouldn't. He'd be like, all right. I'm just kidding.
No, he noticed.
Yes. But anyway, so Indiana Comic Con is this weekend, and the next one is Spook Alley in Tampa.
And then, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll see you guys next week for our last week of Marvel merch, which will be Echo,
yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bye, Pixie Dusters.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast featuring Dan. The show is written and produced by Ashley and Sammy, except for those manifestos, which are all written by Dan himself. Intro and audio editing by Sammy, logo created by Ashley. The show is produced as part of the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Make sure you check out all of our other shows and have a magical day.